Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Today is Wednesday, July 6th. I am the Savvy Retiree, speaking to you from the Villages, Florida. It is a beautiful day. It's 1:40 in the afternoon, and we are on East Coast time. So far, the weather has been extremely hot this summer. We do get an afternoon thunderstorm daily, and so we'll see what today brings. It shouldn't be any different, but I appreciate you calling it, tuning in, and I hope that you will call in. The number to call in is 607-203-5487. I welcome calls, questions, any comments, anything you'd like to discuss, please let me know. Today, the subject, the world of senior living real estate. Now, it's a long title, but you get the message that senior living real estate is a little different from your ordinary real estate, in that seniors usually look for a senior community, which is what I did. I scoured the country looking for a senior living community that had that could fill the specific requirements that I had on my list of what I needed to move to, because I had lived for years in a two-story house, and I had had enough of that, living in a two-story house and sitting at my townhome, looking at a cinder block fence. I wasn't going to spend my retirement years in this situation. And so I had to start making my list of requirements, what I wanted when I moved to my next home. So I would recommend that all of you do the same. Start thinking about what it is that you don't like about where you're living, because you're probably going to be moving. I would guess. Not everyone. If you're happy where you are, that's great. But many seniors want to downsize. Their house is too big. They've just got so much stuff, and the thought of moving is overwhelming. But if you really want to get yourself into a good position so that when you're 80 years old, you're not going up and down stairs and sitting in your backyard looking at a cinder block fence. I knew that wasn't going to work for me. Now, you also have to think about weather. Maybe weather's a big deal to you. Maybe you like to be where it's sunshine. Maybe you like it a little bit cooler. You want to be by the ocean. You want to be wherever. And everyone has the requirement. That's different. So I want to hear some of your ideas about what you would like in your community. I know I wanted everything convenient, nearby. So I was going to convert over. I thought, man, I just want to be able to drive around in a golf cart. And I thought, that's the way to go. Well, I'll be honest, I still don't have a golf cart. And I'm not really sure I will get one here, because we live in a 15, right now the community is 15 square miles. You go 5 miles any direction and you can get what you need. You can go 5 miles north, 5 miles, because we're centrally located where we are right now. We have people to the north of us, people to the south, people to the east and west. It is a 15 square mile community, but it is growing. So to get anywhere in a golf cart, unless you're going to the golf courses, people do. They take their golf courses everywhere here. But it's not as fast as what I'm used to driving in California. I like to get where I'm going. A golf cart is great for, like, joyriding and just a lazy Sunday afternoon, or going to the club, going to your, you know, club meeting, or going to the country club for lunch, whatever. That's okay, but that will come later, I'm sure. Okay, so depending on where you live now, your real estate prices may not be the best, although real estate's doing very well. Now would be a good time to think about relocating. Lots to consider, and hopefully you are in a position where you're still vibrant enough to where this task will not deter you. You can hire people to pack everything up for you and move you. And that's an option. You've got to think about what it is in your community that you want. Do you want to be where there's activities? You can get reasonable real estate. It's not like you can't. Here in Florida, you can buy a very cheap apartment in South Florida and live in a very big, huge Sun City community. They're older. They are older. Real estate is like new is always better, more expensive. They always are working. People want new. All depends on what you can afford. But in retirement, you should be able to find something. There are retirees who live in mobile home parks. I don't know what, you can live in a mobile home park if you'd like that. You can live in an apartment and be perfectly fine. There are some very nice apartments, senior apartments. I know, here in Florida especially, there are plenty, and they are very nice. In California, it's much more difficult to find a reasonably priced piece of real estate of any kind. And mobile home parks, you may not pay much for the mobile home, but you will pay very expensive space rent monthly. So, it's a trade-off, but to have that feeling that they can just, live easily, very easily. Just remember your comfort. You've got to think about comfort. You've got to be able to feel comfortable where you're going to be living. You don't want to move. We moved across the country. We just packed up and came to Florida from California. We lived in California. I was hoping to settle in either San Diego or Central California. We looked at Nevada, but the Nevada is too hot, and it's really not. It's not senior friendly. There are communities there, but your customer in Nevada is tourists, gamblers, and they're the ones who get catered to. Here, where I live in the Villages, Florida, we are the customer, and they do everything they can to keep us happy. And that was important to me, to be treated like, we were welcome and belonged. We belong here. And they more than made us feel welcome and quite comfortable. So please, if you have any comments or suggestions or have a question, please call me at 607-203-54. Again, this is the Savvy Retiree coming to you from the Villages in Florida. One thing I looked at when I came here to the Villages was the location and the ease of getting here. It's 55 miles north of Orlando. You fly into the airport, and they have a shuttle, a van, a bus that will pick you up and bring you right here to the Villages. I shipped my car across the country. We rented here until our home was available. And they make it very easy for people to establish residency here in Florida. Everything from your health care to, you know, your driver's license and your voter registration and all of that is done. It's just seamless. It's very easy to do. They've got it down to a science. I wanted things here that were like, I didn't want to feel like I was put out to pasture. Now, many of these communities are built on land that was once farmland. And so basically you are on out to pasture, but you wouldn't know it. Looking around, you feel like you're in a neighborhood, a huge city, because it is a city here. We have any kind of entertainment. If entertainment's big to you, we've got every kind of entertainment, restaurants, shopping. You know, all of these things matter because you need these things to survive daily. And you want to have fun while you're here, too. Plenty of things to do and plenty of nice people to do it with. If you need help, as you get older, you're going to need help, believe it or not. We all like to think that we're independent. We try to stay as independent as we can. But the fact is, eventually, we're all going to need some sort of help. So these are all things to keep in mind when you're planning your next real estate adventure, and it is an adventure. It takes a lot of determination. Many people will just go to the place that's closest to them and figure that's good enough. But I knew that I was going to be spending a lot of time in retirement, so I wanted to make sure that time was going to be enjoyable. And so far, it's been great. And I want all of you to experience the same level of comfort and happiness when you make the decision to retire and where it is you want to go. There are many communities that are out there, and we can discuss one if you have one in mind. I will be happy to discuss it and we can talk about why and the reasons that you're thinking about it. And I'd be very interested in knowing why you selected a particular community. So I hope that I can help you make this decision, because the world of senior living is a unique one, and it requires someone who is very comfortable with seniors to understand that this is a big move, and you want to feel very, very comfortable throughout. So give me your call, tune into this show, and for now, I just want to say thank you for listening. It's a pleasure talking to all of you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.